Today's episode is titled Get Rid of Procrastination Once and For All. And I truly believe this is a problem, not just for me, but for a lot of you. And this, you know, short podcast, I will try to do my best to give you value, to give you, to share with you some of the things I have learned, you know, especially in the past months, where I have gone through some challenging times, and I think it's a great idea to share with you, not in detail what those challenging times have been, but the techniques or the ways I've seen that are going to help you to solve and to help you in the event you find yourself in challenging times, you know, financial challenges and all that stuff. So there is no a magic pill, magic tip to give you in order to become more productive or to get rid of that insidious enemy called procrastination, you know. First of all, we have to understand why we procrastinate. Not sure in your case, but in my case, it's because I get anxiety. About the things that I'm supposed to do, we know they are vitally important. Things that we need to get done. For some other people, they are too perfectionist. They want to have everything set up in the most appropriate, the perfect way, so they can move on. So that's why we procrastinate a lot of us. Some of you are perfectionists, some of us are, or some of you also are, have anxiety. So, if you are an anxious person, you understand that that comes from fear. Fear of what? You're going to tell me, well, fear of so many things. You tell me, so many things you entertain your mind, so many ideas, so many beliefs, so many potential scenarios that might come up once you start doing a specific task. No, it's all in our mind. It's all in your mind. So, the best way to get rid of this is basically, I would say, to silence your mind, to stop your mind from so many negative thoughts, so many negative ideas, or potential scenarios that we think that might come up. We might think that the world might materialize. Instead of thinking that positive stuff that might materialize. So that's the first step, I would say. Silence your mind. Stop thinking. Sounds easy. It's not as easy to do it, you know. That's the first step. And for that, you may want to practice meditation, all that stuff. A very easy way to start meditation, if you don't know, is by starting just 5 minutes a day. Close your eyes in a very quiet place, maybe your room. It has to be a place where you are not being bothered by noise or anybody. And you close your eyes for 5 minutes, and start concentrating on your breath, on your inhale and your exhale. Concentrate on that for 5 minutes. You can set up a timer, you know. And the secret to this is to do it daily. 5 minutes a day, you start 5 minutes a day, then you can increase it 10 minutes a day, then 15, and so on. But you start doing this in order to learn to quiet your mind. And basically to quiet your mind. And if you want to do it, have a better outcome of the things that you want in life, you know. Not to look at the consequences or the what might go wrong. So I would say that's the first thing you need to do. The second thing is to move, take action, to basically go for it, you know. If it's a new job, you need to look for it, go for it. If you want to change careers, go for it. Don't think too much about it. If you want to start a business, go for it. If you want to start making more money, go for it. If you want to find a relationship, a significant other, go for it. If you want to move from city, from town, from block, whatever it is, go for it. You know better. The changes we need to do in your life. We are all afraid of change. We are all afraid of changes. We all have our different reasons. But all those reasons, something common is fear. You know, we are all fearful of something that might go wrong, that might happen. So there is no magic pill. Those are my recommendations. Of course, as you can see, I'm not recommending any medications or anything like that. Just the cure and the way to heal is inside you. And you're the only one who can heal yourself. So you can start healing all this, okay? I'm getting philosophical here, but it's something that has helped me and I want to share with you. And I hope you apply it. It's not from me, from someone else who gives you the same advice, simply the same advice. So that's it for today. That's it for all. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.